بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي فراس ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أهل صفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فآتيه بوضوئه وحاجته فقال سلني فقلت أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة فقال أو غير ذلك قلت هو ذاك قال فاعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود رواه مسلم. Continuing on the chapter of striving and making an effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially against one's nafs and carnal desires, in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Rabi'ah. Rabi'ah al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala was one of the khadims of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the attendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which would make his khidmah. There were a few sahaba who were known as the khuddam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were always in his service. And this particular sahabi is also from Ahlu Sufa. Most of us, when we have gone from Makkah to Madinah Sharif for Umrah or Hajj, we know this area which is known as Ashabu Sufa. This was a platform in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein those very poor sahaba resided, who had no friends, who had no family in Madina Munawwara. They came from outside areas, they were absolutely poor, they had no way to take any shelter, they had no food. So they used to sit on this platform, and they would remain on the platform and stay there. And the entire day they would be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning ilm from him, gaining knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever food Rasulullah sallam would get, then he would pass it on to them. So this particular sahabi says, I used to spend the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would bring for him his water for wudu and his other needs. So whenever Rasulullah sallam required to make wudu, I would go and bring his water, and whatever other needs he required, I was always there spending the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his service. Rasulullah s.a.w. then tells me, ask me whatever dua you want, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your dua. So I said, I wish, or I am asking you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your companionship in Jannah. Rasulullah s.a.w. asked him, ask me whatever you want, and I will ask Allah ta'ala, and Allah will grant it to you. This sahabi said, I want your companionship in Jannah. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, anything besides that? In other words, any worldly needs that you require, anything else you require? He says, no, that is what I want. I want to be in your company in Jannah. Look at the sahabi, how when they found that occasion wherein they are getting an opportunity of the dua being answered or asked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's making the dua for them. Immediately they are asking for akhirat, for Jannah. So Rasulullah says, okay, then assist me. In other words, I will make the dua to Allah ta'ala, and you help me against yourself by making abundant sujood. In other words, by making abundant nafil salah. So in this particular hadith you understand, by making abundant nafil salah, obviously one will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one who gains the love and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely gain the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you love and you claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you, Allah will forgive your sins. So in this particular hadith, we understand that the person who makes a lot of nafil, of course, there is no sense of making nafil if one does not perform his fard. So after faraid, like we mentioned the hadith previously, the very next important thing is to read our nafil salat. And through the nafil, a person will gain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshaAllah. The next hadith is similar about making abundant sajda, in other words, abundant nafil salah, wherein it is mentioned an Nabi Abdullah, wa yuqalu Abu Abdurrahman, Thawban Mula Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This particular sahabi, his name is Thawban radiallahu ta'ala. And what actually happened is he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell me of an action that if I do this action, this deed, I will get Jannah on account of this action. Rasulullah remained silent. He asked a second time, Rasulullah SAW remained silent. And when he asked the third time, then Rasulullah SAW mentioned in this hadith, which Thawban says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ عَلَيْكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. In other words, hold on to abundant sajda, make a lot of nafil salah. فَإِنَّكَ لَن تَسْجُدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً إِلَّا رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحَتَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئَةً رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Every time you make one sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your status by one status high through this one sajda, and Allah will remove from you one sin. So can we understand the sajdas we make, the nafil we make? Each time we make sajda, then think of this virtue, that every time you are going to prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate you by one degree or one status, and Allah will expiate one of your sins. So this again, this hadith is telling us about reading abundant salah and nafil, and the posture of sajda, that is the posture which in which a person is most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closest a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. عن أبي صفوان عبد الله بن بسر الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. The short hadith but very very important. Rasulullah says the best of people is that person who has a long life. من طال عمره is a long life. وحسن عمله and his actions and his deeds are good. So a person who got a long life, but in that long lifespan that Allah Ta'ala gave him, he did good actions. Because the more good actions you're going to do, you're going to get Jannah. So the opportunity of doing good actions is when a person has more time. So more time in this world, a longer lifespan, he had every more chance to ask for forgiveness and to do good actions. And through that, he gets Jannah, and therefore he's the best of people. And the converse has also been mentioned in another hadith, wherein Rasulullah, or in the same hadith, Rasulullah had mentioned that the worst of people is that person who has a long life, but his actions are evil. So Allah has given us lives, and in during this life, whether it is 50 years, 60, 70, 80, the longer the lifespan, the more the chance and opportunities Allah gives us to make tawbah, istighfar, and do good deeds. Then this hadith says that person is khairun nas. May Allah make us from khairun nas. Allah Ta'ala make us use every second of our life in such a way that we gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq of fulfilling all our faraid, and of course our qada salat, if there is any qada remaining, and Allah give us the opportunity of making many nafil and gaining the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.